taking a stand on tax measures and ballot measures. That is what the North Bay Leadership Council is doing. Cynthia Murray is the president and CEO of that organization. Cynthia, glad to have you with us.
Good to be with you, Pat. Thank you.
It's a very challenging time, of course, when the needs are many and the resources are few. And I know there was a vote yesterday. What did the NBLC decide to do about those ballot measures?
Our members voted to support a tax moratorium and oppose all tax measures on the November 2020 ballot.
No matter what they are.
No matter what they are, it's not about the merits. It's a matter of policy, and that we are in an economic crisis with double-digit unemployment, with almost 50% of the businesses predicted to go under. It is the time for more relief, not more taxes.
And I'm sure that the Santa Rosa City Council and the Board of Supervisors are so happy to hear about that.
They are not going to be happy about it, yeah. But we hope that, like businesses had to do, that they will look at doing a reset and that we can look at how we go forward in a time of more certainty. Hopefully in 2 years, we can put something together that will work for everybody.
Do you feel, Cynthia, like businesses are being helped out in the same way that individuals and others are?
I don't think anybody's being helped out to the degree that's necessary. So many people, so many businesses, nonprofits, they're all on the brink of failing. And it's just a very scary time. And there's absolutely no resources here for people to keep giving more taxes. It shouldn't be the default mode of government that they look to get more taxes every time there's a problem.
How can local government better support businesses in the North Bay?
Well, not add any new fees, not add new taxes, not add new mandates, and really try and look at how do we make it, give people the things they need to survive and do that economic strategy that allows them to get back into business as quickly as possible.
And Cynthia, you mentioned a very dramatic figure that 50% of the businesses in the North Bay could possibly not survive this pandemic. Can you expand on that a bit and what that figure is based on?
I'm reading stories. This is at the national level from economists that are predicting that as the pandemic-triggered recession gets deeper and deeper, as more and more businesses can't reopen or can't reopen to the level where they can actually make a profit, that they are looking at up to 50% of the businesses failing.
That's a scary, scary situation with very long-reaching ramifications. What do you see on a local level as far as the businesses go?
Well, you know, things were starting to look good, and then we've had this second, I don't know whether you want to call it a dimming or a different kind of shutdown, and now there's even talk that, you know, we may have to do even more because we're just not getting control of the virus, and as everyone's saying, the virus is dictating the timeline. So that's one of the things that we're in such uncertain times. We don't know when we're going to be able to have the schools open. We don't know when we're going to have the businesses open. We don't know how we're going to get people to have the level of income they need to be able to buy food and keep a roof over their head. And it's just not the time to be looking at adding to the burden.
And so how many members do you have? How many businesses do you represent in the North Bay Leadership Council?
So we represent the leading employers in Sonoma, Marin, and Napa counties, and we're over 50 members. We're not a high volume. We're about the fact that they're the leading employers, and it's businesses, nonprofits, and public educational institutions who are our members.
Yes, yeah, some big players in that organization, to be sure.
And it's about over 25,000 employees that we represent.
And I'm wondering about whether this vote yesterday, the sort of blanket no on any new tax measures, is that something that you encourage businesses to support from a philosophical standpoint, or are there other ways that you can go about opposing those measures?
Well, this is only for this election. We're not anti-tax. We just think that this is a time to do a reset and to have government look at, you know, what are the actual priorities, because this tax measures on the ballot, this time are not only the only ones that they're probably going to be looking at to help them dig out of the revenue losses that they have. And so what we hope is to form a coalition of other like-minded groups. And I know that the Farm Bureau and North Coast Builders Exchange and the Santa Rosa Metro Chamber are all looking at doing something like this. And we can build a strong coalition to not only oppose these tax measures, but to work with government on how do we fund government going forward and how do we help them do the reset that we've all had to do in the private sector and the nonprofit sector.
Very good. Cynthia Murray is the president and CEO of the North Bay Leadership Council. And Cynthia, appreciate having you on the morning after the vote. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's 7:55 at KSRO, and among those new tax measures, of course, the Santa Rosa, the extension of a quarter-cent Santa Rosa sales tax, and also an additional tax for the November ballot, a 10-year quarter-cent sales tax to fund mental health and homeless services, among others that will be on the ballot.